You're listening to Tune Into Talent, the show that talks about the ever-evolving landscape of talent needs, exploring strategies and insights that drive innovation and growth. From hiring the brightest minds to nurturing exceptional teams, we're here to talk about how to unlock the full potential of your organization.
Welcome to Tune In to Talent podcast. I'm Mavis Kong, Senior Director of Research and Development at Talogy. Today, I'm joined by three awesome senior leaders at Talogy: Susan Stan, the Group Vice President of America; Alicia Allegrini, Vice President of Global CX Technical Operations; and Johanna Ramos, Vice President of Nordic. Welcome.
Thank you.
We are very excited to come together today to bring a focus to International Women's Day. It's not just for women. Everyone everywhere can support its cause. Each year, this day represents an occasion to embrace equity among all women in the world. So let's start with a fun conversation. I'm always curious, you know, what inspired the women at Talogy? Who is their role model? Who do they celebrate when it comes to the International Women's Day? So let me just peel back the curtain and let our audience get to know us a little bit. In the spirit of that and celebrating the wonderful woman before us and around us, I'm very curious if anyone wants to share a little bit about their role model. Why don't we start with Susan?
Okay, Susan? Sure. Yeah, I'm happy to. First, I'd like to note that I've had the opportunity to learn from women throughout my entire career and my entire life, including my third grade teacher who talked about having previously worked at steel mills, which opened my idea to non-traditional career paths for women, and a variety of other notable women along the way. But if I have to focus on a role model, my one role model would be my mom. Because she gave me the sense that I could tackle anything. There were no limitations. If I set my mind to it and I wanted to work hard enough, I could accomplish it. And she worked at a time when most moms did not work, and she loved her job and her career. She saw work as honorable. She found joy in it. She had a sense of pride and accomplishment in what she did. And so that kind of translated down to me in terms of looking at work as this wonderful opportunity to contribute to the world. She never stopped learning. So in her late 80s, she was still doing books for companies and, you know, their accounting, and learned to use QuickBooks and a computer and a mouse. And she just continued to learn throughout her career. And she also had kind of a just get on with it mentality. So the idea of, yes, something unexpected happened, just get on with it. Yes, something awful happened, yes, just get on with it. So she lived her life with this resiliency focus, which again, I think taught me we can overcome whatever obstacles are in our way and just keep moving forward.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. The just get on with it attitude. And it's interesting to hear, you know, your role model is your mom, because I can definitely relate to that. And I think my mom has been my role model throughout my life so far. And then she definitely have instilled this attitude of you can achieve anything that you can set your mind to. You are not limited to anything but yourself. And that attitude really is really helpful throughout my career. Alicia, what do you think, what would you like to share with our audience?
Yeah, I think on a personal note, I think from my perspective, my grandmother is a huge inspiration for me. She became a widow very early on in her life and had seven children and had to provide for them. So she was a working mom legitimately every day, you know, making sure that she was putting food on the table for seven children. And so seeing her thrive and do well and balance and juggle that working mom mode as a single parent was very inspiring. And I'm so grateful that I have a partner that I can parent with, but I can't even imagine what it's like for women out there who don't have that support model and what they do every day to provide for their families. And then I think in addition to that, I would say I have several role models in my scholastics and my going through schooling. I had a fourth grade teacher who really taught me the importance of just believing in myself. And then I took that into college and I was part of a very powerful women's studies program. And I just loved what they how much they empowered other women and the topics I learned and how I took a different lens on things and was more open to understanding based on their guidance. And then I think finally also in my field in IO psychology, I took an interest in it because my first teacher in college was a female who had worked at HP in an IO role. And I thought, this is amazing. I love the idea of business and psychology coming together, and seeing a successful woman do it was one of the main reasons I stuck with it through college and into graduate school. So, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing to hear the inspiration coming from a very young age. You talk about your grandparents and your grandma and that caring role, that huge responsibility putting on women, and how she really stuck it out and through for her family. And then your teacher as well. And I hear that some commonality coming in. Susan also mentioned the teacher. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Really a good example. There are so many wonderful women in our life that really inspire us. Johanna, what about you?
Yeah, I can really connect with the stories from Alicia, Susan, of grandmothers and mom. Both my mom and both grandmothers were great examples for many. Personally, I actually do not have one single role model, but in general, I admire all the females who work hard to get where they are now and tirelessly not giving up, even though they might face more setbacks, especially in some of the developing countries or countries where there are less of a gender equality. There are huge amount of effort and energy they need to put in order to get where they want to be. So all the resilience, facing the setbacks and not being afraid of being perhaps the only female in the room and doing things for the first time. Those are the type of qualities I look after and admire in all the females I see around me.
That's wonderful. I think we see all of those great quality in a lot of women and all around us. I wonder if this is a good segue to talk about some of those barriers and setbacks and how women at work may experience, and how can we really learn from those experiences through the work that whether we are working within our team, working with our clients. I know at Telogy, we definitely support a lot of organization to promote and that equity and fairness in selecting the best talent and developing them into the best they can be. So I wonder if Susan, you will be willing to share some of your perspective on that.
Yeah, sure. I think that in terms of barriers, I think a lot of times what happens, women don't own their talents. And so there's a lot of the imposter syndrome kind of thing. So a lot of the women executives that I coach, they're way up at the tippity top of their organizations. And yet when you get them behind closed doors and kind of get them talking, there's a lot of doubt as to whether they belong there. And so it's really kind of having that confidence in your own ability and to move forward and take on new challenges and continually learn, but always comfortable in the fact that you bring something valuable to that table. So I think that's one of the obstacles that women just tend to hang on to, that belief, I think, more than men do. So it's just that doubting whether we really belong here. And I think going along with that is the idea of do I have to change who I am in order to be effective as a leader, in order to make it up within an organization? So do I have to, in essence, act like a man, if you want to think of it that way? And of course, the answer is no. The more you lead from your authentic self, the more you'll thrive, the better you'll do. And women offer a whole variety of very unique strengths that I think in this new, with the new emphasis on inclusion, and looking for diversity of perspectives, women bring that connection, that genuine connection that tends to be something that they excel in, but they also bring that diverse perspective. And so we're really well situated right now, I think, as we move forward to really make great strides.
That's a lot to take in. I think, Susan, you actually just embody this quality of being yourself and be able to include others. And that is a really awesome place to be at Tallogy, I think. I really want to give a shout out to Susan. And then speaking of that, leading from inside out, and I really want to take the chance to really get into Johanna, since you are coming from Nordic and we're a global organization. I really will be very curious to hear, what do you see and then what do you do about some of those things and challenges that you just mentioned earlier?
The blockers, you mean?
Yes.
So if we think about, I think it's quite openly discussed in our society, and in Scandinavia, there are lots of opportunities for females as compared to maybe some 50 years back, but still work to do, as we, for instance, in the boards or CEO roles, we don't see a lot of females as compared to male representatives. So I believe the biggest thing that's coming up in 2026 is that there's going to be a new EU regulation expecting that 40% of the population in those key leading roles should be the minority. Often it is females, but that's not always the case. So even though I'm not a big fan of those kind of regulations or not against them either, I think it's interesting to see what it brings to the society and how the carriers start moving, how maybe females start taking more steps towards the leading roles. So that's one of the aspects. What I've heard from the headhunters in my networks is that often when they call different kind of candidates about different kind of roles, female candidates are less open to take a risk, a professional risk. So if they feel like they don't fulfill 100% of the criteria of the role being open or vacancy open, they don't quite get into the discussion. They say no, and they say that they're perhaps not the right person to talk to. But maybe there is also kind of a something we can look at, where we can look at the mirror and think that, hey, should we be a bit more courageous in those situations where the opportunity comes to us, that we accept it and we see where it takes us.
That is completely resonate with what Susan was just talking about. This woman tend to feel like, do I belong? And then are they willing to take a risk? Given if thinking about moving up the ladder in the corporations or expanding on their responsibility, there is a discomfort in all of us to wonder, can I do it? Do I do it? Can I do it well enough? I will be the first to admit that when I'm saying, hey, let's do a podcast on International Women's Day, I think it's pushed myself out of the comfort zone here as well. And then I really welcome that opportunity to grow. Alicia, let's hear what your perspective, and since you work with a lot of clients, organizations as well, what do you see? And then what do you do? What do you see the opportunity lies for women?
Yeah, I was just thinking about some of the barriers, actually, as Johanna and Susan were speaking. I think one thing that I would like to call out that I think is a personal barrier and that I struggle with a lot is just being a working mother, and that professionalism and the desire that from a young age I wanted to be in a C-suite role. And that balancing act that we talked about of wanting to provide for your children and be there for them, but then also have this drive and feeling of, yes, I belong at that table and I want to get there. I think it's very hard day in and day out to balance your time to contribute to your family, but also contribute to yourself and build that confidence of, am I doing everything I can do across all the different facets of the roles that I play day in and day out as a partner, as a coworker, as a leader, as a mother. I mean, there are just so many ways that you're getting pulled every day, and having that confidence and moving forward and taking your wins at the end of the day, as opposed to focusing on your losses, is really critical. You know, at the end of the day, there's always going to be something you didn't get done, but I try very hard to focus on the positivity and say, you know what, here are some three things I got finished today and feel good about myself, whatever role that is, whether it's a mother, as a coworker, a leader. And I try to impress upon that with my friends too. I recently started a mom's group through our school, our little community elementary school, just for the mothers to get together and hang out and get to know each other and relax and feel like they can connect with other moms and other women who are also doing a lot of work every day. So
that's wonderful to hear that community building is essential in ways why we're here today to talk about International Women's Day, because it is one woman supporting another woman. It's also a group of women supporting another group of women. And hopefully one day, and I think we're getting there, is not just women supporting women, but everyone supporting everyone else, mm-hmm. which means it's a very important, I think, in the past when we're talking about one of the greatest leader in of our times, a lot of those are men, they would say they contributing to their success because they have a stable family environment, they have a good wife in their or a good woman in their life supporting them. And we will want to support each other through the International Women's Day, bring that inclusivity forward by supporting each other. And thank you so much for the time today. It is absolutely a privilege to be able to talk with Susan, Johanna, and Alicia to talking about race awareness and then call out some actions and inspire for inclusion for the International Women's Day. We hope you enjoying our episodes today.
For more information about Talogy, visit talogy.com. You can follow us at Talogy_Global on Twitter, and on LinkedIn, just type Talogy into the search bar. Thanks for listening to Tune Into Talent. We'd love for you to hit that subscribe button.